WLVR 91.3 Bethlehem. We're going to be on the phone here with Albert Cummings. Albert, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dave.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Albert Cummings.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And the reason you are calling is because you're going to be headlining a festival, Blues, Brews, and Barbecue at the Works at Why I'm Missing this weekend.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, you're headlining there. I'm sure it will be.
We're looking forward to it.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your life and your career a little bit.
All right.
Let's give the people the listeners some information on your background.
Okay.
You're from Massachusetts, right?
I'm from Western Mass, out in the upper left-hand corner of the state, a little town called Williamstown, up in the mountains. And yeah, been here all my life. Old family ties to this area. So, not much of a blues capital, though.
No. Way up north there in the mountains, huh?
Yep.
But you're making it so, right?
Yeah,
you're bringing the blues.
I am actually bringing a lot of blues to this area.
Good. Your family's home builders, I understand.
Yep, I'm a fourth generation home builder. That's right, and kind of followed in the footsteps. A little branched a little bit off though with the music thing. My dad played guitar, but you know, not to the extent where I'm kind of going with it. But he's the one that inspired me for sure.
And used to play banjo too. Right?
I did when I was 12 years old. That's what I could fit my hands around. So a friend of my father's actually had a 5-string banjo, and I picked it up, and I could fit my hands around it. And all my father's guitars were too big, so tried banjo, and I could play it. So I picked up on that, and that was the beginning of my music for sure.
Well, home building is a working man's trade, and the blues is obviously a working man's trade. So you're doing good.
Yeah, they go hand in hand sometimes.
Absolutely.
I don't know a contractor that hasn't had the blues sometime in his life.
Let's talk about your CD output. You have an independent release. I guess that was your first release?
Yeah, my first release was, first thing I ever did was this little thing called, back when I was, my first band, I started out calling it Albert Cummings and Swamp Yankee. And put out a little demo for clubs. And then that demo actually got hooked me up with Double Trouble. And my first kind of real studio release was called From the Heart, which I did with Chris, Tommy, and Reese, which was, mind-blowing for me because they were my idol, Stevie Rice, my idol always will be. And I got to do an album with this whole band, which was really cool for me. And it was cool, too, because it was the first time since Stevie Ray that the whole band did an entire album with an artist. So
is that right?
It was really, it's one of those things I still say, pinch me, did that happen?
Yeah. You know? It's 2003, From the Heart, with Chris Layton and Tommy Shannon.
Yep,
I have that CD. I've been playing that. It's good stuff, yeah.
Cool. Yep, From the Heart. Then we went to, I signed with Blind Pig, and we did True to Yourself. And then we did Working Man, and then we did the latest one that's Feels So Good, which is a live album.
Live at the Colonial Theater.
Yep. Have you got that one, Dave?
Yes, sir, we do.
Cool.
We played, actually, you were a feature artist last week. We played one from each of those CDs, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, it's a pretty good representation of what happens at a show, you know.
How'd you get hooked up with Blind Pig Records?
They saw me when I was playing near Chicago or somewhere, and... they just started from there.
They like what they saw and heard.
They like what they saw, I guess. Yeah, or heard, right.
have you done any work with any other label mates?
You know, I really haven't.
Okay.
I know quite a few of them, but never done any recording or anything together.
Any of the same bills?
I did a show in France with Papa Chubby once. I'm trying to think who else used to be on Blind Pig or was or still is, but...
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually.
I don't know. Joe Kubek and I are good friends. So,
oh, Joe, yeah.
We see each other once in a while. He's not on Blind Pig anymore, but...
No, he hasn't been. So you've been to Europe? You like Europe?
Yeah. You know, I'm just starting to... we just had... Feel So Good just got released over there, I want to say 3 weeks ago, something like that.
Okay.
And I haven't had any word of what's happening with it or anything over there, but that's the first time anybody across the pond has even heard of me, so... looking forward to it. A lot of guys in my style do really well over there. So I, you know, everything I've done over there, I've got great reception, and I, you know, I like to play, but I like playing right over here too, you know?
They love American music in Europe, around the world, actually. I mean, they love the blues over there, even more so than I think we do here, actually, you know? Some of us, anyway, you know? It's strange.
Yeah, that's what they say, but I guess there's really no genres over there. Everybody, they just like music.
That's good. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's the way it should be too, you know?
Yeah.
Enough of a... Everything's classified or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
How do you... You write a lot of your own material too, like the majority of it, actually, I believe. And how do you go about doing that?
I think it kind of writes itself, David. Just if I try to sit down and write a song, I'll look at a blank piece of paper. I usually whatever I'm experiencing or whatever, I try to listen to what people say or, you know, a thought I might have or whatever. Probably the same as most people that come up with song ideas, but you know, somebody will say some phrase or something. I'll say, you know, I totally agree with that. And you know what? I'm going to put a song around that. And usually I'm always, if I got a guitar, I'm always having a little rhythm going or something that's happening. And once in a while, those ideas fit that rhythm kind of nicely. And
the songs just come to you.
Yeah, they come. And usually they come in like 10 minutes, but sometimes I work like a week on one or something, you know. But I don't get a lot of time like that to sit and practice and learn and all that stuff like I'd like to, but when I do, I try to work hard at it, you know?
Yeah. You have a heavy touring schedule, I imagine?
No, we're pretty light. I guess kind of, even with the economy, we're still busy in construction, so I kind of go out and, you know, I don't go out all the time, so I'm doing a lot of flyouts on weekends or like this weekend, we go to Pennsylvania, Maryland, and then I'll be back home.
Yeah. I'm going to be actually in Maryland for that show on Sunday to see you.
Cool.
Yeah, I can't make it to the Pennsylvania show because I'll be down in Maryland, but we'll see you down there.
All right.
You played here, I think it was in Pennsylvania last year. You opened up, you played with the bill with Johnny Winter down in Bucks County, I believe. Was that last year or the year before? Johnny Winter.
That's probably the year before.
Okay, year before, yeah. I wanted to get down there that day and I couldn't make it, but I'll see you this year.
All right, cool.
And so
we're looking forward to it.
Good. So who are some of your influences?
Like I said, Stevie's my biggest influence. And I always say that I went through the door of the blues house. Stevie Ray opened it for me. And once I opened it, I started to study, like, who Stevie studied. And, you know, the first guy you run into is Albert King, and then Freddie King and B.B. King. And you start listening to all these different guys, and you start learning that, you know, everybody's... You start hearing this familiar sound throughout all the players, and I'm the same way. You know, I try to take from those guys and add my own stuff to it, but not try to be those guys. You know, so that's you know, people like Albert Collins and I don't know. The list, Muddy Waters, is a huge one for me, but you know, just on and on. And I love all that stuff. So that's definitely my stronger influences that come to mind right away.
Right, we have a great sound, a great crisp, intense sound, and you're doing well out there. People are digging it.
Yeah, well, I'm still having fun with it, so
that's good. As long as you're having fun,
that's the important thing.
Yeah,
if that ever stops, then I think the music will die with it.
You hang it up, right? So you're playing this weekend, May 16th, at the Blues Brews and Barbecue at the Works at Wyomissing in Pennsylvania. It's a little bit north of Reading. People, get out there and see this show. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, who else is on that bill on Saturday?
You got June Evans and Mercy City. They're from around, I think, Washington, D.C. area. And you have a band called Blue Method. They're from around the Philadelphia area.
Right.
Kind of a horn band, like a Tower of Power kind of thing.
Right.
That should be good and exciting.
And is Shumika on the next day or something, or is she on the same day?
Oh, you're talking about the Maryland gig.
Yeah, is that Maryland?
That's Maryland, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got them confused.
Yeah. I guess that's not hard to do with a pretty heavy schedule.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we usually never know until we get there, even what everything is. I don't spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, I know what the event is and where I got to be, and that's what I do.
Show up and do your thing.
That's right.
So how long before you are you working on any new songs now?
Yeah, I actually am. I kind of always am. You know.
Yeah.
I probably forgot more songs than I'll ever write. And That's the key, right? Write stuff down or record, because I come up with some great ones, and then a week later I got the guitar, and I'm like, I have no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, you
got
to get them down right away, right?
Yeah, heck, you really do. You know, some guys say they carry a recorder with them. Every time they pick up a guitar, they just get it. But I haven't got that smart yet.
Well, it sounds like you won't run out of material for a while anyway.
No, probably not. Probably not. There's plenty of it out there to write about.
That's for sure.
Yep.
And as far as the blues go, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're off all the week? You're building homes this week?
Yep, that's what we're doing.
Oh, good. Somebody's got to do it.
That's right.
So May 16th, you're going to be out there in Pennsylvania and then down in Maryland the next day. Hope things work out well for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a pretty big festival. I don't know if I'll be able to get backstage to see you, but if you see some guy waving to you, that'll be me. And tell me, hey, come on, let this guy back here.
All right.
Well, it's good talking to you, Albert.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave. Great
show, and I'm sure everybody will enjoy it. And we'll talk to you again sometime, and keep making the blues.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Take care now.
All right. Thanks, everybody else. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Albert Cummings, everybody.